I'm Madeline Brandon. This is Day to Day. If you're planning to catch a new movie this weekend, let's just hope you don't suffer from arachnophobia. Here's our weekly roundup of what critics are saying about the new film. Slate's Ben Williams has this summary judgment.
Our first movie this week is Spider-Man 2, starring Alfred Molina as Spider-Man's latest adversary, Dr. Octopus, Kirsten Dunst, and of course, Tobey Maguire as Spider-Man.
Hey, you guys. No playing in the streets.
Yes, Mr. Spider-Man.
See ya.
The first Spider-Man got rave reviews, but the sequel outdoes it, with many critics joining Roger Ebert in calling this the best superhero movie of the modern era. Not only is it smarter, hipper, faster, funnier, and flat-out more electrifying than the original, according to Premiere, it's also, says the Seattle Post-Intelligencer, the movie summer's most touching young romance. Tobey Maguire, who has reached a new level of arachnid loveliness in Entertainment Weekly's eyes, struggles with the strains of life as a superhero and moons over Kirsten Dunst. His travails make this a blockbuster with tremendous emotional resonance, says The Onion. Alfred Molina is a big hit as Dr. Octopus. His eight mechanical arms move like sinuous belly dancers eager to seduce the Doc to the dark side, laughs Rolling Stone. Not surprisingly, the other studios declined to put any of their major new releases up against Spider-Man 2. After all, its predecessor still holds the record for the biggest opening weekend at the box office. But we do have two other limited releases, and the first is another sequel, Before Sunset, in which Ethan Hawke and Julie Delpy reprise their Before Sunrise roles as young lovers in Paris.
So things are going well for you, right? I mean, your book is a bestseller in the U.S.
Yeah, it's a tiny bestseller. Officially, yes. But I mean, you know, most people haven't read Moby Dick, you know, so why should they read my book?
Well, I haven't read Moby Dick, and I like your book, so...
Thanks.
Ethan Hawke and Julie Delpy are the Astaire and Rogers of undergraduate philosophizing, says the Village Voice. In Before Sunset, they stroll the streets of Paris, indulging in what the New Yorker calls an orgy of talk, and critics are happy to eavesdrop. There's an incredible sense of, well, suspense, says Premiere. The things they say to each other could literally change their lives in a heartbeat. The Los Angeles Times lays on the praise with a trowel, calling this a film that in its joy, optimism, and aesthetic achievement keeps faith with American cinema at its finest. Our last film is The Clearing, a limited-release adult thriller about a kidnapped executive, starring Robert Redford, Helen Mirren, and Willem Dafoe.
Come on. No, this'll do just fine. Tell me where we're going. Let's go. Look at yourself. You've lost your job, you go around pushing people into trunks.
Get up.
What if everybody did that? How many times have you fired that gun, Arnold?
The Clearing avoids the usual screw-tightening antics in favor of a quietly subversive scenario, says the Village Voice. What if your spouse was kidnapped, and your life pretty much stayed the same? Some critics savor the interplay between Redford and Mirren. In the way of great couples, they seem to be communicating telepathically, admires LA Weekly. But just as many critics are bored by the atmosphere of upper-middle-class tastefulness, the New York Times yawns that this is a bloodless melodrama, with bottled water running in its veins.
Ben Williams writes the summary judgment column for Slate.